learn to build a bjerkatorset. The sight repeatedly frames her poetry is a ritual of fame. The brief aside on a Apollinaire and other horses calls her a poet cognate. It praises a sequence of miniatures that divide and simulate. It describes poems that stage both certainty and uncertainty of objects. It quotes a line about cows and horses. It notes a prosthesis of drawing that proves a gap. It delights in a palpable medium of paper, ink and pencil.
The book as an outlined apparatus that invites and refuses the mind.
It says the poems exploit and discharge the reader. It calls the style a cosmic spressatura that sews humans and horses together.
Betail's panorama,
a link to Betail's and return to the continuum between human and beast. There is an insistence that the poem be a regime contrary to everything around it.
There is an insistence on residue and burning.
The reviewer concludes by saying that a poet should do that to a reader, set a trap,
leave a residue.
Burn the vocabulary is battalion and everything but the proper name. The reader is invited to consent to ruin and to gratitude.
316. The Dante Batail Beckett piece on swallowing feathers names the lineage openly.
It calls the poems petals of an anguished rose scattered over a feast table.
It says these are poems after the catastrophe.
It threads the voice through Paradiso and through a Franciscan scandal. It stresses giving away reality. It describes boundaries blurred between physical and spiritual.
Communities as a speculative myth and a scandalous utopia.
It reads the poems as liminal life and as a parody of law and institution. It sees a double world that shimmers. This is not a clever game of reference.
It is an attempt to write a sacred scholarship.
The reviewer reaches for Dante because the poems demand a theology.
The reviewer reaches for Batail because the poems demand a theory of sacrifice and feast.
The result is a frame that is equal to the work. The language is sober and ecstatic. The critic believes in poetry as event. The piece makes that belief usable.
316.
A shorter note confirms the pattern. It says that in Torset something necessarily does not exist. It describes her as managing absence rather than faking it. It praises nouns that refer to uncreated things, that events that never simply occur once. It speaks of masks. It describes a performance with a horse head. It says the voice is small and transparent to the point of ridiculousness. It calls a spectacle both distressing and curious. The reading is modest and sharp. It is a description of a sacrificial mask worn by a poet who keeps faith with nothingness as a subject. The horse returns, the mask returns, the absence is managed by iteration. This is a plain description of a practice that places the poem at the threshold of the sacred. It makes sense, is part of the same climate.
316.
There is also curation that crosses boundaries.
The art school orgy relinks.
Holmes chiseling to Torsett's visual poetry and to a broader Kamikendroy field of asymmetric and concrete experiment. Torsett is not presented as a decorative modernist. She is named as a node in a living economy of waste and recombination. Her magazine is named, her practice is folded into
is a scene rather than a series of isolated books.
The scene is permitted to be deranged and sacred.